My love, I'm going to get some air. Would you care to join me for a walk? Happy to have your arm and your company as always. I apologize for taking you away from your admiring coterie. They looked quite disappointed that I had claimed their object of desire. Oh, I was not accusing you of unfaithfulness, my dear. I know you're quite devoted to me, and I share their admiration, of course. I just wonder how their besotted gazes might change if they knew your proclivities in the bedroom. Oh, you wear your clothes so well, my darling. To them, you are the very model of a dominant, masculine, virile young man. But I think we both know that looks can be deceiving, can't they, my darling boy? Come, sit with me by the fountain. I'm quite spent after all the dancing and the socializing. Oh, darling, don't kneel straight on the ground. Your trousers will get dirty. At least kneel on my shawl. Even in your expensive pants, you still prefer to kneel at my feet. Such a good but silly boy. This is a lovely private spot, isn't it? Say what you want about our kind, but we're very good at architecture with 100 secret places to meet a lover. Or a victim. No, you were never my victim, were you? Rather a petitioner, a supplicant. Submissive to your dam even before I was your dam. Do you ever have any regrets about it? That was very fast and certain. Though it isn't a race, my love. You can take time to think about it. Becoming one of our kind, it's a big decision. Irrevocable. Even I in my centuries have my doubts and regrets at times. I won't take it poorly. You'll convince me? And how will you do that? A rhetorical essay. Kissing your way down to my feet. You know I do like the line of your back when you grovel. But do you mind your fangs on my stockings? They're silk. That's my good boy. Oh, being very thorough, are we? The straps on my shoes are fiddly. Are you sure you can manage the buckles in this light? Oh, excuse me. Well, I won't stop you. You can kiss over every part of me if you like. I do believe I'm being won over by your rhetorical style. Careful, I'm ticklish. And what will you do when you've kissed your way down to the tips of my toes? Will you just stay there with your forehead in the gravel until the sun rises? If I wish it so. My darling, I don't think in the history of our kind there has been a spawn so devoted to a sire or dam. You are, as always, such a precious boy. I know you love to express your devotion this way, my dear. But since you are so obedient, I can think of another place I'd like your worshipful mouth. Climb your way back up here and show your appreciation to the apex of my thighs. Oh, you won't need your hands. Keep them on your thighs like a good boy. I'll just move the skirt out of the way for you. I'm only wearing thigh highs, so there's nothing at all in your way. Don't be so surprised. I could hardly risk panty lines in a dress this clinging. Although I will admit, I also thought of it being useful in just such a situation as we currently find ourselves in. Your enthusiasm is, as always, unrivaled and appreciated, as is your familiarity. You know exactly what to do. No doubt, no embarrassment, no hesitation. A dam could ask for nothing more. Other than some discretion, of course. While we are relatively safe from private eyes, here we are not safe from private ears. After all, we can hear the party noises, so they could likely hear us. So, as much as I adore them, sweetling, please keep your appreciative sounds to yourself this time. Although I admit, I am always impressed by your ability to make such noise muffled against my cunt as you are. Oh, you naughty thing trying to make me cry out instead. I should spank you for your impudence, but you'd like it too much. Do you really want your little flock of admirers to know so much about you? If I'd known, I would have thought about bringing the fake cock that you like so much, and then taking you over this bench. But I don't think it would have fit in my elegant handbag. You know how very large it is, after all. Oh, you just shuddered like I actually just thrust it inside of you. Do you like that thought so much, my sweet? Your focus has gotten rather sloppy. Perhaps a hand in your hair would help you. That's better, darling. Very good. Shh. Settle. Just seeing what's got you so distracted. Sliding the ball of my foot up your thigh and... Oh, no wonder you're so unfocused. It must be uncomfortable pushing so hard against the zipper of your tight trousers. It's certainly not helping that I'm stroking it now with my foot, is it? Oh, I love it when you whine against my cunt. But you've been so very good. You kept your hands staying right where I told you to keep them. On your thighs. Such a good, good boy. I have a reward for us both, darling. No. No. Keep your mouth right where it is until I tell you what it is. I want you to unzip your trousers and free your poor neglected cock. And then come sit on the bench, and then I'll ride you. It's not me fucking you from behind, but I'll be entirely in control of the pace. And that's still good, isn't it, my darling boy? So glad to hear. All right, then. Don't keep me waiting. Oh, darling, so red and wet and hard already. But you'll hold on until I tell you to come, won't you? There you go. Hold it steady for me. You've made such a mess of yourself, darling. Such a sloppy eater at times. Oh, but you should always taste of me. Oh, you fill me up so well like this, with me using you like a toy. No, you mustn't be loud, my darling. I can't keep shushing you like this. throws off my rhythm. My tits. Well, I suppose they're as good as a pacifier as anything. At the right height, and certainly easy to get out of my dress with a neckline like this. One moment, baby. There you go, my greedy boy. Keep your mouth occupied. I certainly won't complain. Have more of your talented tongue and lips. Oh, you're so good. Such a good boy. Such an obedient boy, making me feel so good. I can feel you swelling, but don't come. Don't come until I do. You can hold on, my spawn. My boy. So good for your damn. Yes. You're so good for me. Oh, my love, you're so good. My precious boy. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, I can't be too loud. For me, my sweet boy. Oh, well, that was an enjoyable diversion, as oh, always nice to get a bit of fresh air at such a crowded party. Thank you for accompanying me on my little walk. Here, I have a few napkins in my handbag to clean up. The worst mess is from your face and your pants. So take it and clean yourself. Lovely as always, my dear. Even when we must restrain ourselves. I suppose we'll be missed from the party if we stay away for much longer. You were so sought after as a conversational partner. I'll just refasten my shoes. You've done an admirable job of cleaning yourself up and setting your hair to rights. No. No breath mints. Won't those admiring little flowers lean into you like the sun for the rest of the night? I want them to smell me on your breath. Well, shall we go in? Give me your arm. There's a good boy.